Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Everyone there?
Hi there.
Hello.
We haven't heard from you recently, and we'd like very much to see what you think about us.
Why haven't you written any reviews, you buggers?
People, I worry. I always worry, as you know, about people talking behind my back.
Oh, God. You know, I do worry about it,
yeah. And I don't know. Like, I'm always going like that, you know, looking around like that to go, are you talking behind my back, you know?
Yeah.
And they, and of course, when you see people, they go, no, I'm not talking behind your back. Right? And then you turn around again and you see them talk behind your back,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I want to stamp it out, you know? So I carry a gun now.
Yeah.
You've got to, haven't you?
Don't take a knife to a gunfight, is what I say.
Yeah.
I've heard it all the time. You know, you go to, you think, fairly mild-mannered people.
Oh, yeah,
you?
No, you...
Art gallery.
I've been to art galleries, and I went to art gallery, and you know that bloke, Satchi?
Satchi, yeah.
Yeah, I went, Satchi and Satchi. Uh-huh. And he was the one that was married to Nigella Lawson, your mate, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Right, anyway... I'm in the art gallery the other day, right? And Satchi's in there with this new bit of art, you know. It was a pair of bollocks in honey, right?
Yeah, okay.
And I said, who's bollocks of them? He says, I don't know. He says, anyway, £1 million. I said, I don't want it. Anyway, I go off into the cafeteria and he stood by this thing, right?
What?
And I come back, I sneak through the door, right? And I can hear him saying, yeah, and that Barry, right? Yeah. I see him.
That's it.
He said, I see him at the fairground the other day.
That's it.
And he's talking to Damien Hirst, right?
Yeah.
And he says, I see him at the fair the other day.
Yeah.
And Damien Hirst going, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
He says, I see him at the fair, and he's trying to get onto the bumper cars without paying, right?
Nonsense.
And, yeah, I know. I went up there.
Yeah,
and I tapped him on the shoulder, and I says, Satchi, he says, what?
Yeah.
Not all that like that. I says, I hear what you're saying about Barry trying to get on the bumper cars at the fair for nothing, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. He has got a freedom pass.
That's
because
it.
Because he once did some work for the Benbow brothers.
Yeah.
He's got a lifetime pass on the bumper cars.
That's it.
Right?
What's
and
he know?
He goes, oh, yeah, you would say that because you're in with him.
Yeah.
I says, whether I'm in with him or not, those are the facts, right? And if you're spreading scurrilous rumours to Damien Hirst, who I know Barry respects.
Very much so.
Right, then I think you should think twice about it and know the facts. And I'm giving you the facts. He's on the bumper cars for because he's done work with the Ben Bump brothers, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, he pisses off his head. I says, go and get your balls out of that honey. Shuck them across the room, will you?
Which I was
a bit like, oh, I should have thought of something better to say.
Honeyed up like testicular purchasing twat.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on.
Same with me. I went to Sachi and Sachi Gallery. Yeah. Oh, my gallery. God, it's just, bollocks,
he's
right?
In there with the bollocks.
He had a Marc-Francois's cock made out of papier-mâché.
Yeah.
Looking at it, going, oh, it's really interesting.
But he painted it.
He painted it in red, white and blue.
Who'd done that then? What, an artist?
Presumably it's someone like Rachel White Reed or one of these artists. And so he's there, old Sachi. Oh, it's really interesting and all that stuff. And I sort of, you know, I walked past. I was going off to have a cup of tea in that nice quiche they do in the cabin.
Yeah.
I went, all right, Sachi. Nice. Yeah, it's really good. I didn't think much of it.
No,
anyway,
rubbish.
Later on, my Margaret, she's gone off for a shit and she goes past him and she's insane. That Barry, you know, it's like too far. Oh, that Barry didn't understand it at all. Marc-Francois's knob on display. He don't know. No bitching to me to Damien Hirst. He didn't get it at all.
She's not sophisticated.
Not sophisticated enough. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't pay 10p for that. A paper mache? No.
I hope Margaret said something to him.
She went out to him. She's gone, excuse me, you minor politician knob purchasing twat. Waste your money, don't you? And he goes, no, it means that it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't waste my money. He's very defensive.
Very different. Do you remember that PC book? What was that PC display?
He's gone in there in the tape. He says, oh, come and have a look at my new autumn collection.
I'll go and have a look at the new autumn collection, right?
And he's just got a load of leaves, right? Swept them up outside, right? And he's got some pretty sick, and he just, like, stuck it on a house, right?
What a little bollocks!
He says, look at that, he says. Yeah. I says, how much you pay for that, you dozy twat?
Yeah.
He says, 10 million quid, he says.
What a fucking idiot.
Are you out of your fucking mind, you knob? Right?
Yeah,
I says that to him, right?
Yeah.
I says, who's the artist? And he's like, he's going, I can see him going through the Rolodex, right? And he just goes, Tony Hart. Tony Hart, with a bloke from the heartbeat, Vision On and all that stuff. He goes, it's one of his last pieces. I says, you are talking out of your arse, Sachi.
That's it.
You have got some knob to put that together, chuck it on a wall like that,
and then
because you are involved with it, you're charging knobheads through the roof. I says, have you had any punters in for this? He went, yeah, Angelina Jolie. I says, well, I'm going to have a word with Jolie.
And
make sure she knows that Tony Hart, is not an artist like
that.
He does more.
You can see what it is, what he does.
He does, exactly. Also, he's not even alive anymore.
Exactly.
So I don't know how he's managed to put this thing together. You can see Sachi's bottom lip starts to go like whistle, right?
Yeah.
He starts to go, don't say nothing. He says, He says, I'm skint at the moment. Yeah. I've done all my money on the bookies, right?
That's it.
I says, well, that has nothing to do with me. You can't go around conning people just because you are like in hocks to the bloody William Hill.
Yeah. So did he slag you off behind your back when you went off to get the quiche?
I'll get some quiche from the cafe. Nice drop of tea, right?
Yeah.
I come back and I'm just finishing off the last bit of crust.
What's he doing?
Tracy Emin in the corner.
That's it, yeah.
And he's going, Angelos don't know fuck all about art, right? He goes, you see this autumn thing here? And you know what she says? She's going, oh yeah, Sachi, I think it's really good, right up his arse. And he goes, well, he doesn't understand it because he's thick,
Christ.
You know? And I said, I won't have it. I tapped him on the shoulder. Yeah. I says, I've just heard what you said to Emin about me and being thick and
that.
He says, tell her who done that painting, right?
Yeah.
He goes, no. I says, tell her who done it.
And I
got my gun out and I held it right to his face. Right?
That's it.
And he says, Tony Hart done it. And I could see, Emin start to sort of go, like, double tap. I says, tell her again who done it.
That's it.
She says, Tony Hart done it. And she starts sniggering, you know. She says,
of course.
She says, he's from BBC Television Children's Hour.
That's it.
Right? He goes, he says, I listen, not you as well.
He says,
she's like, no, I don't mind you because you bought my bed with all the knickers. She says, I don't mind. I'm open minded.
She knows which side of bed is bad.
I says, don't you start. You know what you're looking at here, and you know that you're looking at something that is childlike. It is a minefield, the world of
art. It's a load of... Look, these...
Bullshits.
I went there. Do you remember last spring? He was showing that new piece. He bought it from Howard Hodgkinson. Harold Hodgkinson. I can't remember. I know he's a piece. He paints me on the frame and all that.
Yeah, I know the geezer.
You know the geezer. You know the geezer.
I like his work.
Lovely work. Mm. You talked about... It was a whole thing done with them leaves. He swept something.
Yeah, he swept the leaves.
He goes, I'm looking at it. I don't want to talk to him. Anyway, he sidles up and he's like, what do you think? I think it's just like a load of leaves, mate, you know. And as I'm looking down, I notice that whoever has swept this stuff up has swept out some dog shit with it, right? I said, well, what's the relevance of that? He goes, and he clearly had noticed. And he goes, oh, no, it's meant to be like that. I said, no, it isn't.
So.
He says, it's meant to be.
Well, I said,
how much it cost you? He goes, £5.7 million. I said, well, how much was the piece of shit worth? Yeah. He said, that's a couple of minutes. I said, I'm going for some quiche. I suggest you go to the toilet, take a good hard look at yourself.
I suggest you go to the toilet and bag that up and shove it down there and all, right?
Yeah, and while he did it, chuck all the fucking leaves in the bin and all.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I see the bottom lip going. I'm going for a cup of tea, that vegan quiche they do in the office.
Nice, quite nice.
Anyway, as I'm coming back, I see him. He's with Brian Sylvia.
He's also died a few years ago, and Brian Sylvia's good, I can hear leaves,
dog shit, 5.7 million and all this stuff. And then I hear Sarchie go, Barry, he didn't understand the relevance of dog shit. He told me to flush it down the toilet, he said. And Brian Shaw went, they're chuckling at me, and that's why I will never speak to Sashi anymore.
I won't speak to him because he's like that.
He's very two-faced.
Come and join us at Patreon, www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow. Barry Show. We'll see you over there. £2 a month.
Guys, come on. Enough is enough. We're not going to spend it on art. We'll spend it on living, affording a gas bill.
Blue roll, that sort of thing.
Come on, please, for us.
Okay.
Okay.
Next week, then.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.